I am smoking, therefore making it harder for you to kick the habit. Instead, you need to say to yourself that I don't smoke. Now, this should also be your response when someone offers you a cigarette. By doing this, you are continuously reinforcing to your mind that you do not smoke. Now, when you do this, you're also giving yourself a positive action instead of negative instructions to follow. Now, it's interesting that you understand something about the brain. The subconscious mind doesn't usually hear no or not. I cannot give you a scientific explanation of that. All I know is that that is the research. Now, when you're trying to break a bad habit, be sure to focus on becoming a better person without the habit. You see, when you try to quit a habit, you'll either succeed or fail. But with this view, a slip is seen as a knock to you personally. You failed at quitting. You see, slips are going to happen occasionally. And when we talk about that and we recognize that, it's not going to mean the end of the world or falling off the wagon for good. Simply by aiming to become a better person without the habit. In other words, the other thing I want you to remember and write this down is that you're just walking away from the habit. Let's make this easy. You see, you've been programmed by so many people that it's hard that you now believe it's hard. And I want you to literally just start to say, it's easy to go through life without. You know, in other words, I simply want you to walk away from your old habits. Now, you can succeed when you try something new, if you have the right mindset. And an added benefit of this type of thinking is that you're not focusing on the thing that you're trying to change. Instead, you're focusing on a more positive action. Now, keeping with the idea of trying to quit smoking, if you're focused on quitting smoking, then smoking is the main thing you're thinking about. Now, I want everybody right now not to think about the pink elephant in the room. How can you not think about the pink elephant in the room? So, what we want to do is focus on being a better person, and then smoking not ever need to enter your mind. Okay, so let's talk about some stuff about quitting habits. I will tell you that if you want to quit something and you don't have something to replace it with, it's going to be hard. Your old habit took up a large part of your time, and therefore, when you quit it, you're going to have more time and money. And you want to use that time and money to either take up a new hobby or spend more time on something you already enjoy. And the added benefits are, when you do this by taking up something new, a new hobby or activity, you simply aren't able to engage in your old one. So again, you have to replace one behavior with another. I often tell people, please understand that almost all of your bad habits cost a lot of money, and that the money that you save not enacting on those old habits, you should use to reward yourself with something else. And you're gaining something in your life because you're taking control of your life again. Now, again, remember, a habit is any action that you perform so often that it becomes involuntary. It's sad, but people do it. They spend countless hours and dollars each year attempting to break bad habits and don't have any success. And why? Because there is no magic bullet. I wish there were. Change is hard work. There's no shortcut to achieving it. The steps you need to take, however, can be easy if you give yourself permission to think they're easy. To effect a change in habit, you must bring the action back to the realm of consciousness and regain the ability to make choices when faced with doing your habit. So think about this. When you are conscious, aware, awake, that you're getting ready to eat something you shouldn't or smoke something or do something that's negative, it's when you're conscious that you have the ability to be powerful. Now, I want to talk about something a lot of people don't realize, but when you have a bad habit, you keep that bad habit up because there's a payoff to it. And the first step in breaking a bad habit is to look at why you find this action so compelling. In other words, what is the payoff for doing the seeming negative thing? Now, since you have already classified this bad habit, you may be tempted to go into denial and saying, it isn't bad, but look closely. There's always a payoff to whatever you do in life. So, you got to ask yourself, what's the trade-off? Well, what is that you might be losing by exercising your habit? Now, think about why it is that you consider it a bad habit in the first place. It's time for you to make a choice. Now, if you weigh both sides of the issues, your payoff and your trade-off, you have to make a choice. Now your habit is no longer an involuntary act because you know what you're doing and you're making a clear choice every time you perform this action. You are choosing what you value more, the payoff or the trade-off. So each time you do whatever the bad habit is that you're doing right now, you're actually actively choosing it. So, what do you value more? Do you value more the relief you get by smoking a cigarette, eating something unnecessarily, you know, watching too much TV, and, you know, whatever it is? But you have to have that true skill of awareness. And you're not the victim here. There are no victims here. So, let's think of some things that you can do that would literally help you get control of whether you make that choice to go for the bad habit or not. One of the best things you can do is substitute some kind of better behavior in place of the bad habit. Now, you formed your bad habits in the first place because they filled a need. Now, what new habit can you substitute that will make you feel good and create a better choice? After all, the reason you haven't been able to break your bad habit probably in the past is you haven't understood that most of us get relief from our bad habits. So if we're stressed out, having a bad day, very frustrated, what we do is fall back and we're just trying to get relief. That's all bad habits are, is they're just trying to distract us or soothe us or just trying to get some kind of relief. An incredibly powerful strategy for you when trying to break a bad habit is to take some kind of action. You see, results are created by action. If you want to break that bad habit, you got to figure out some ways to be more creative to change your behavior and then take action on those ideas. A wonderful byproduct of initiative is how it improves your self-image. By making changes in your lifestyle and routine, it will empower you to feel successful and it will give you confidence and your likelihood of success is incredibly increased. So give yourself permission to change and do keep this in mind. Inaction only guarantees nothing will change or improve. It also always undermines your confidence. And when you have no confidence in yourself, you're destined to fail. Now, we have to find a way to cut through the fear, the helplessness, and the being passive to do things different. We can't wait for the perfect time. Now is the perfect time because the law of inertia always besets us on a daily basis, and we just have to get moving. According to Newton's law of inertia, objects in motion tend to stay in motion, and objects at rest tend to stay at rest. So if you're failing and you are just, you know, doing nothing, you start mentally rationalize why your habits aren't so bad. You start to procrastinate why you should get started. You'll say to yourself things like, well, I'll get around to it eventually. But here it is, folks. The bottom line of life is this. Taking action and using initiative is the difference between being a winner and a spectator. I also want you to exercise your potential muscles. An intelligent place for us to start is by having the facts. How to motivate yourself to make changes in your life. One of the greatest things you can do is record keeping.